power law inflation satisfies Penrose's whale curvature hypothesis, by Guido D'Amico et al. Based on entropy considerations and the arrow of time, Penrose argued that the universe must have started in a special initial singularity with vanishing whale curvature. This is often interpreted to be at odds with inflation. Here we argue just the opposite, that Penrose's persuasions are in fact consistent with inflation. Using the example of power law inflation, we show that inflation begins with a past null singularity, where whale tensor vanishes when the metric is initially exactly conformally flat. This initial state precisely obeys Penrose's conditions. The initial null singularity breaks T reversal spontaneously and picks the arrow of time. It can be regulated and interpreted as a creation of a universe from nothing, initially fitting in a bubble of Planckian size when it materializes. Penrose's initial conditions are favored by the initial O(4) symmetry of the bubble, selected by extremality of the regulated Euclidean action. The predicted observables are marginally in tension with the data, but they can fit if small corrections to power law inflation kick in during the last 60 F-olds. This was Power Law Inflation Satisfies Penrose's Whale Curvature Hypothesis, by Guido D'Amico et al.